32. Americans abroad. Exercise 2.
Nancy, how did travelling abroad change your impressions of other nations' cultures and peoples?
I realise that we assume that the American way is the right way and everyone needs to get with the times. We stuck out like a sore thumb in some places and too often wanted people to accommodate to us, not us accommodate to the people or places. We expected to have things translated into English, easy accommodations. Most people welcomed my poor attempts at trying to communicate, so I tried to assimilate to their culture. But I spent such little time in each place, it was really hard to get a language and customs down before I had to leave. I liked seeing other ways of living. We were mainly in large cities and didn't get in neighbourhoods much, so I don't know much about common life.
How did it change your understanding of the United States?
We are too egotistical and self-centred. The American way is the only way to live. That's such a false statement. We don't know how hard it must be for tourists or foreigners coming in without knowing our language. We need to learn more languages at an earlier age.
Did travelling abroad influence your own life and decisions?
I loved it, and I'm willing to teach overseas in Bishkek, Kyrgyzstan, for 2 years this fall. I'm really excited to get deep into one race, culture, place, language, etc. I want to get to know the place without having to leave within a couple of days. I'll learn the day-in, day-out routine of living in a different country. It'll be so good to have a long-term experience.
Would you recommend that others travel, live, or study abroad?
Definitely. Get out of your bubble and explore new ideas and ways of living. I think we get too caught up in our own lives and we never get to truly understand a global perspective without getting out and seeing other ways of life. You also learn more about your boundaries, strengths, and weaknesses. It is essential for everyone to experience.